This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Introverts versus extroverts in team synergy, how to balance both for maximum cohesion. Why your team's quietest voices may hold the keys to real cohesion. In short, introverts and extroverts each bring distinct strengths to team synergy, and the difference lies not in who contributes more, but in how and when they contribute best. Introverts think deeply before speaking. Extroverts think by speaking. Default group settings favour extroverts, which quietly erodes team cohesion. True team synergy balance requires designing for both temperaments, not hoping they adapt. Definition: team synergy balance describes how introverts and extroverts contribute differently to collective performance, and how teams can structure collaboration so both temperaments strengthen cohesion rather than compete with or silence each other. Why temperament matters for team synergy. I once watched a project team dissolve into quiet resentment over 6 months. The manager was gifted, energetic, and genuinely cared about results. He ran fast, open brainstorming sessions, expected real-time input, and rewarded whoever spoke first with the most visible work. 3 of his 7 team members were introverts. They had ideas, good ones, but the structure never gave those ideas room to surface. By month 4, those 3 had stopped trying. Team synergy, that collective pull in the same direction, had quietly collapsed. The cost of not understanding this difference is real. Teams lose their best thinking. Decisions get made with half the available insight. People who feel structurally excluded disengage, and disengagement spreads faster than most managers realize. By the end of this, you will know exactly when each temperament thrives in a team context, how the two styles overlap and diverge, and what you can do tomorrow to build genuine team synergy balance. If you want to understand the broader conditions that allow all personalities to contribute, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy is worth reading alongside this. What introversion really means in a team context. Introversion is not shyness. It is not a lack of confidence or an inability to communicate. An introvert is someone who processes internally before speaking and who finds extended social interaction draining rather than energizing. In practice, this means an introvert on your team often has the clearest thinking in the room. They just will not share it until they feel prepared. Put them on the spot in a live brainstorm and you get silence. Give them the agenda the night before and you get insight. Here is the truth of it. I have worked alongside introverts who were the most decisive communicators in the building. One woman I knew said almost nothing in weekly meetings, but every email she sent moved the whole team forward. She was thinking the entire time. The structure simply was not designed to surface what she knew. Introversion requires a team to create space, not silence, for its own sake, but deliberate structure that gives people time to reflect before they are expected to respond. What extroversion really means in a team context. Extroversion is not loudness. It is not dominance or a lack of depth. An extrovert is someone who thinks by speaking, who energizes through interaction, and who processes ideas in real time through conversation rather than private reflection. In practice, this means an extrovert on your team generates momentum. They move ideas from vague to concrete quickly. They fill silence with possibility, and they often lift the energy of a flagging group. They're the people who turn a stuck meeting into a decision. I remember a project lead who could walk into a room of exhausted people and, within 10 minutes, have everyone believing the problem was solvable. He was not performing. He genuinely thought better in company. His ideas sharpened in conversation, and he needed that friction to reach his best work. Extroversion requires a team to provide real problems to wrestle with and real people to think alongside. Without that engagement, extroverts can become scattered, or worse, they can fill the vacuum with noise instead of contribution. The key differences side by side. Dimension: introverts, extroverts, how they process internally, before speaking externally, through speaking, where they contribute best written input, pre-read materials, follow-up discussion, live brainstorms, group energy, real-time problem solving. What drains them? Prolonged group interaction, without breaks, prolonged isolation or silence, without feedback. Risk to team synergy: their best thinking stays unspoken, they fill the space and crowd out quieter voices. What they build: depth, precision, considered decisions, momentum, energy, creative exploration. Common mistake teams make: designing all collaboration for speed and live response, assuming the quietest people have the least to offer. What absence looks like: silence, disengagement, declining participation, restlessness, tangential conversations, energy without direction. Processing style is the deepest difference here. When a team defaults to rapid, live format discussion, it hands extroverts a structural advantage that has nothing to do with the quality of anyone's thinking. Introverts are not slow thinkers. They are differently timed thinkers. The risk columns matter enormously for team synergy. Introverts' unspoken insight is an invisible loss. No one sees what never surfaces. But when extroverts crowd out quieter voices, the team feels productive while actually narrowing its thinking. Both failures damage cohesion. What teams build also differs by temperament. Extroverts generate the spark. Introverts sustain the flame. You need both to keep something burning. For more on how individual differences shape collective performance, how to use personality assessments to strengthen team synergy offers practical tools. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book They Write Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emumblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where introvert and extrovert strengths overlap. These two temperaments are not opposites at war. In many situations, they reinforce each other, and the overlap is where the strongest team synergy lies. Both introverts and extroverts care about doing good work. The difference is in how they get there, not in the quality of their commitment. When a team respects the distinction, the two styles stop competing and start completing each other. In creative problem solving, the combination is powerful. An extrovert generates 10 rough ideas quickly. An introvert takes those ideas away, thinks them through, and comes back with the two that will actually work. Neither step produces good outcomes alone. Both together produce something neither could reach independently. In high-stakes decisions, the balance becomes a safeguard. Extroverts push the team toward a conclusion. Introverts slow the process enough to catch what was missed. I have seen that friction save projects. It felt like conflict in the moment, but it was actually the team working properly. In mentoring and peer support, introverts often become the most trusted confidants on a team. They listen fully. They do not rush to advise. That quality builds the kind of trust that makes the role of emotional intelligence and team synergy come to life in practice, not just in theory. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. When to lean on introvert strengths in team synergy. Use introvert strengths when the team needs depth, accuracy, and consider judgment over speed. When decisions carry high stakes and errors are costly, introverts are more likely to flag the risk that everyone else talked past. Build in time for written responses before a final decision meeting. When a project requires careful analysis over a sustained period, deep work, detailed review, and thorough preparation are areas where introverts consistently outperform the group average. Assign ownership accordingly. When team conflict needs to be heard, not solved in the moment, an introvert's capacity for patient listening makes them natural mediators in one-to-one conversations. Use that. Not every team problem needs a group forum. When the team has been moving fast and needs to consolidate, after a period of extrovert-driven momentum, introverts provide the reflective anchor that turns activity into progress. Schedule deliberate review sessions where written input is welcomed. When written communication is the primary channel, introverts tend to be clear, precise, and thorough in writing. If your team runs on documentation, give introverts prominent roles in shaping it. If you push introverts into live-fire formats that require instant answers without preparation, you will not get their best thinking. You will get their most anxious performance. When to lean on extrovert strengths in team synergy. Use extrovert strengths when a team needs energy, momentum, and real-time connection. When a team is stuck and needs forward movement, extroverts are natural unstickers. They generate options where others see dead ends. Put them at the front of brainstorming sessions and let them run. When the team needs to rebuild morale after a setback, extroverts read the room quickly and respond to it. Their energy is contagious, and a team that has lost confidence often needs someone to believe out loud before others can catch up. When stakeholder relationships need to be built or repaired, external-facing work, client conversations, and cross-team collaboration often play to extrovert strengths. They are comfortable in ambiguity and energized by new people. When rapid iteration is more valuable than perfect analysis, Early-stage projects benefit from extrovert-driven exploration.
Speed matters more than depth at that phase, and extroverts generate the volume of ideas needed to find the good ones.
When a team has been working in silos and needs reconnection, extroverts naturally bridge separated people. They build informal relationships that formal structure cannot create. If you isolate extroverts in independent, heads-down work for extended periods, their contribution quality drops and their disengagement spreads to others.
Common confusions that undermine team synergy balance.
Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often.
The confusion: quieter team members must be less engaged or less committed.
Why it happens:
extrovert behavior, speaking up, contributing visibly, drives most teams' definition of participation.
The resolution:
engagement looks different depending on temperament.
An introvert who's read every brief, prepared detailed notes, and sent a considered follow-up email after the meeting is deeply engaged.
Redefine what participation means in your team, and you will find more of it.
The confusion: extroverts are natural leaders, and introverts are natural followers.
Why it happens:
leadership visibility is often equated with verbal dominance in group settings, which suits extroverts structurally.
The resolution:
introverts lead through precision, trust, and follow-through.
Extroverts lead through energy, vision, and momentum.
Both are genuine leadership styles.
What is role clarity, and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy, explains how defining roles clearly allows every temperament to lead in its own way.
The confusion:
a balanced team means equal speaking time in every meeting.
Why it happens:
fairness gets confused with uniformity.
People assume balance means sameness.
The resolution:
balance means every person has a genuine path to contribute, not the same path.
An introvert who shapes their agenda before the meeting and sends the query summary after it has contributed fully, even if they spoke less during it.
Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again.
Practical recommendations by situation.
Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation.
If you are a manager noticing that the same people dominate every discussion,
you have an extrovert default structure, not a talent gap.
Share agendas 24 hours in advance, invite written input before meetings, and rotate who speaks first.
This single change redistributes contribution without conflict.
For more on structures that invite everyone in, Team Synergy Tips for Managers Leading Neurodivergent Team Members cover similar ground with broader application.
If you are a team member who finds group meetings draining and rarely speaks up,
you are not broken, and you are not failing your team.
Ask your manager to share materials ahead of time.
Offer your input in writing when the conversation moves too fast.
The team needs your thinking. It is your job to find the channel that lets it flow.
If your team produces lots of ideas, but few of them land,
you likely have strong extrovert energy and underdeveloped introvert contribution.
Build in a reflection stage after brainstorming, where individuals rank or refine ideas privately before the group reconvenes.
How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it shows how this kind of structured input improves the quality of what the team builds together.
If your team works remotely and communication has become flat and slow,
extroverts lose their natural environment online.
Create real-time video touchpoints for spontaneous conversation alongside async channels for written reflection.
Both groups get what they need, and the team stays connected across both modes.
Knowing the difference between how these temperaments work is already a form of progress.
Key takeaways.
Here is what matters most from this comparison.
Introverts process before they speak.
Extroverts process as they speak.
Neither approach is better.
Both are necessary for strong team synergy balance.
Default team structures favor extroverts.
If you have not deliberately designed for both temperaments, you're running an extrovert default team and losing half your thinking.
The goal is not equal airtime.
The goal is genuine contribution from every person, through whatever channel best suits how they think.
Introverts bring depth, precision, and considered risk awareness.
Extroverts bring energy, momentum, and creative volume.
A team built on only one of these qualities is incomplete.
Small structural changes, advanced agendas, written input options, rotated speaking order, produce large shifts in cohesion without requiring anyone to change who they are.
The strongest teams I have seen were not made of people who communicated the same way.
They were made of people whose differences were respected and designed for.
To go deeper on the conditions that make all of this possible, how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan gives you a practical framework for turning these insights into team action.
And if you want to understand what underpins all of it, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy is the place to start. Building team synergy balance is not a one-off exercise. It is the ongoing practice of designing for the full range of how people think. Frequently asked questions. What is team synergy balance between introverts and extroverts? Team synergy balance means structuring collaboration so both introverts and extroverts can contribute fully. Introverts bring deep thinking and careful listening. Extroverts bring energy and momentum. When you design for both, the team produces better outcomes than either group could alone. How do introverts and extroverts affect team synergy differently? Extroverts tend to drive energy in group settings, generating ideas quickly and building momentum. Introverts tend to deepen that work through reflection and careful analysis. Team synergy depends on both contributions. Energy without depth stalls, and depth without momentum stalls just as easily. How do you build team synergy with both introverts and extroverts? Start by designing meetings and workflows that give introverts processing time before group discussion and extroverts space to think aloud. Rotate speaking order, share agendas in advance, and create quiet channels alongside live discussion. Both temperaments then contribute at their best. Why does team synergy break down when you ignore introvert and extrovert differences? When collaboration defaults to fast-paced group discussion, extroverts dominate and introverts disengage. The team loses half its thinking. Team synergy requires the full contribution of every member, and that only happens when the structure matches how different people actually process and communicate. Can introverts and extroverts have strong team synergy together? Absolutely. Some of the most cohesive teams I have seen are balanced between the two temperaments. The key is that the manager or team leader actively designs for both styles rather than assuming the loudest room produces the best results. Structure creates the conditions for real team synergy. What is the biggest mistake managers make with team synergy and temperament? The most common mistake is designing collaboration for extroverts by default rapid brainstorming, open floor discussion, real-time decisions. This silences introverts and creates an imbalance. True team synergy balance requires intentional structure that gives every temperament a genuine path to contribute. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.